Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. What is this? Israel's releasing prisoners? I understand that they're even saying shame to America for even being involved with it. And is that just that's the yacht man, John Kerry.
Yes.
It's over there during this
yes.
time.
Well, right now what they're trying to do is bring, first thing is this, anyone that says that Israel is not willing to compromise is either delusional or they just don't want to acknowledge the truth. But right now, John Kerry, the Secretary of State, is trying to negotiate a peace deal between the Palestinians and Israelis, and in order just for them to be able to sit down, to have this thought, this idea of a peace agreement, Israel is having to release 104 Palestinian prisoners, listen to me, who've been convicted of killing Israelis. These are terrorists.
But you understand this. Listen. Our present leadership, I know we have short-term memories, but we have been a part. America, that Egypt says, shame on you, America. Israel mm-hmm. says, shame on you, America. They blame us for Morsi.
Yeah.
They blame us for putting a, they say, you put, America, you put a dictator in place. Mm. And now Israel is saying, shame on you, America, for... Mm. Understand, listen, this is the thing. Israel's surrounded by fences because of what we have ignited surrounding in the Middle East, the Arab Spring and the, mm-hmm. the Muslim Brotherhood, mm-hmm. and their back is against the proverbial wall, and all of a sudden, we send in our Secretary of State, John Kerry, now that they're in this now you have to bargain because... You know, you're going to be destroyed. We didn't stop Iran's nuclear bombs. We're not going to, mm-hmm. we're sending jets down to, and missiles or whatever down to Egypt. We're still sending them money. We're sending the Iron Curtain to the former Ottoman Empire in Turkey. We're trying to come against Assad in Syria, who actually kind of kept some sort of sanity in the north. And it's like this fire is around them everywhere, and it's like this is what happens in negotiations in the secular realm. Is like they push your, they make you go, they push you so far back that you concede. Mm-hmm. You concede. That's how negotiations begin to happen in the worldly sense. But you don't negotiate with Israel like that.
No.
And so by sending what you're about to talk about right now, what you're about to reveal, what you're talking about right now, John, is that understand the context of this, that America has pushed Israel's back against the wall. And listen, Israel's going to come out fighting. I mean, they're not going to, they have a right to exist. And now understand that in the context of this, now they're saying, we want you to release 100 prisoners that have killed your people.
Yeah. These peace talks are supposed to take place actually beginning today, this week. They haven't even had these talks since they broke down last in 2008. But you're looking at both of these, you know, no one in Israel is happy about this. The prime minister isn't happy about this. The people who have lost family members because of these 104 Palestinian prisoners. And this is what the Palestinians are still wanting. They're still wanting Jerusalem as part of the capital. They're wanting Jerusalem. We have a segment from CBN that's going to share more about this. I want you to listen up as we listen to it.
Israel. The U.S. announced the resumption of Israeli-Palestinian talks Sunday after years of stalemate, but the new step has already come with a high price for Israel, and it's still doubtful that either side is willing to budge on major issues like dividing Jerusalem. Dale Hurd has the story.
The peace talks could only happen after Israel's cabinet gave in to American pressure to release 104 Palestinian prisoners convicted of killing Israelis. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, "This is not an easy moment for me, but there are moments when I need to make tough decisions for the good of the country, and this is one of those moments." Other Israeli cabinet members agreed.
Everybody feels bad about the idea of releasing the prisoners because we all, this is a bunch of really hideous people with a terrible history, but we have to do what we have to do in order to make the peace process progress.
On the Palestinian side, the move was met with immediate distrust.
We think this is an act of blackmail, that their release will be used as an instrument of blackmailing the Palestinian negotiating team.
The return to direct contacts between the two sides gave U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry his first concrete achievement after months of shuttle diplomacy. But hundreds of Israelis who lost loved ones in Palestinian terrorist attacks protested outside the government complex.
It's a shame to the American nation that Kerry is making his career on the back of the families who lost a loved one.
The U.S. said preliminary peace talks would begin today, but it remains unclear whether they'll lead to a formal resumption of peace talks that broke down in 2008. At the heart of the stalemate, Jerusalem. Prime Minister Netanyahu said Jerusalem will never be divided. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said there can be no agreement without a Palestinian capital in East Jerusalem, home to the Temple Mount. Analysts warn the talks will fail if Jerusalem is not resolved. Dale Hurd, CBN News.
Israel can't win either way. They give up these prisoners. They're releasing these terrorists back. And then the Palestinians are saying that they don't distrust them. Listen, Jerusalem is not going to be on the table. It's not going to be on the table. And like you heard in CBN segment from an Israeli, that what America is doing, they're forcing the hand of Israelis. You know, John Kerry is building his career here on the fact of great loss.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see, you know, we really need to be careful of our involvement in the Middle East and especially to the apple of God's eye. And, you know, I think about what happened not in the distant, future when we started talking about making them give up territory and giving up land in Israel. And then all of a sudden we have a couple of hurricanes.
Right.
You know, it's like, and then we have displaced people here in America and all the different things that have happened throughout the years that America has done towards Israel. Listen, it's not going to go well for us. It's not going to go well for us.
Pat Robinson said just this morning on CBN News, he says, mark my word.
Mm.
If America participates and tries to force, and that's what's going on right now, Israel to divide Jerusalem, and that's the whole goal, that's what they want to do. They want to divide Jerusalem.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, we will all suffer. Everybody in America, every one of us will suffer. That's what he said this morning.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're talking about with those five hurricanes
that
happened to all strike right there where the oil was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They all just kind of
connect
the dots. And also Kennebunkport, Maine,
in
the previous time where, you know, George Herbert Bush, President George Herbert Bush, was involved in that as well. You know, in the very end, in the very last day, all nations are going to be judged. All in ethnos, by the way, not in your country. You are going to be judged on how you responded to Israel. That's what he says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did you divide the land? Did you support the land? Were you for it or were you against it? Were you for Israel or against Israel? And this is what he says in the very last days, I believe it's in the book of Joel, that he will judge the nations based on this.
Mm-hmm.
And understand this, that I was saying, that we put their back against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since day one of our current leadership, there seemed to be a strategy. And understand, you have to understand this. If you don't know God, and you just use logic and men's wisdom, you know, some things it's like, yeah, okay, that's what you got to do. You know, somebody doesn't give, you know, and you've been asking for an inch, so you're going to have to pressure them for a mile, and then they'll give up the inch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just kind of how, you know, bartering goes in the natural sense. This is not natural. Uh-huh. This is the apple of God's eye. This is Israel. You cannot mess with Israel. You just can't do it. And you watch, mark my words. And if you haven't yet gone to VFN Torch and chosen in the menu in the upper left-hand corner, prophecy, begin to read those prophecies, and you're going to see if we don't back off, we got some real rough days. I don't care what people are telling you about the market or about the money or about the employment. I'm telling you, You don't mess with God. You don't mess with Israel. You got to understand God's perspective of Israel. I don't even know if that's on VFN TV. Probably not. But, you know, God's perspective of Israel, it's so important. And understand that we need to stand with Israel. I like what, you know, Akay Ali, who's going to be joining us this week sometime, you know, who spoke at CUFI in Washington, D.C., Christians United for Israel, that she has this particular sign that says, no matter, no matter where Israel stands, I stand with Israel.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Wow. No stipulations. No stipulations.
It's fantastic. I mean, right now, we've been praying. The biggest thing that you can do as you're listening to VFN Radio and as we're sharing about Israel is to join us and Christians around the world that are faithfully praying for the apple of God's eye. Listen, not by power, not by might, but by His Spirit, says the Lord. And it's going to be all of us together standing as one with Israel, lifting the Lord up, lifting Israel up, and saying, God, have mercy, and stop every nuclear strategic plan of the enemy that's going to be launched against them. Let it be stopped. Listen, we've talked about Israel over and over again. We want to encourage you to go to the torch, type in the word Israel, and we talked about living under in the crosshairs of your enemies. You want to listen to that segment and give you a perspective of what it's like, a little bit of what it's like, as we try to just really understand what it's like living in a state of constantly being aware that your enemy is desiring to take you out at any moment, even at the cost of their own life. We need a godly perspective to understand what's happening so that we can stand with them in their greatest hour.
And in praying for the peace, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the peace of Jerusalem. Well, you know, I want to close out with a scripture in this first hour as we begin to just really meditate on what is taking place. When the Lord was speaking to His disciples, He told them this. He said, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see the good deeds, your good deeds, and praise your Father in heaven.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.